That's awesome.
Awesome. That's awesome.
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 Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome. That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Whenever you are.
What do you mean, dude? You have to introduce it. Like,
dude, every time I introduce it, you're like, oh, Bradford's got to be in control. Bradford has to start every time. Here I am, just being peacefully waiting.
Every time?
Every time, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, is that what you say with your wife? Every time? It was one time.
One time. I was just trying to give you the space.
Well, I think
to make the choice that you felt comfortable making.
You start
making.
Now. Go.
Stevie B!
There you go. Now we're back on track.
All right. What's going on, man?
What's happening, dude?
God, things are good, dude. Things are good.
Things are amazing
this
and
is,
crazy.
I think
and
this is episode number 4 of That's Awesome. And
on podcast one.
On podcast one. And
yep.
Going strong. We're so grateful to all of you for listening. And, you know, it's funny. We were pouring over some of our reviews, and we just wanted to say thank you to people that have left reviews for us. It's it actually goes a long way in the podcast world, and you guys are wonderful. So we wanted to read a couple, I'll actually start, Steve, if that's all right. I know we're thinking about you going first. This one is from Lancaster 12. I don't know if that means you live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Or Lancaster, California.
Or Lancaster, California, or if you're 12. But either way, if any or all of those apply to you,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A 5-star review, seriously entertaining. Steve and Bradford play off each other so well. These two are so refreshingly entertaining and will definitely make you belly laugh. A must listen to for sure. Well, thank you, Lancaster 12. That is so wonderful. We're so pleased that you enjoy us. We are here for your enjoyment. That is our primary function.
That's why we do this.
That's why we do this. So good to know that we are checking off of your list.
For their enjoyment and ours.
And ours. Yeah, I mean,
pretty much.
If you haven't figured that out yet, we're having a good time.
All right, cool. This is a cool one.
Yeah.
5 stars.
Ooh.
From Ms. Pammy.
Thanks, Ms. Pammy.
So authentic. Whenever I listen to the Stone Cold and Jackal podcast, I always admire the genuineness of their friendship.
Aw.
Have enjoyed every episode.
Nice. Aww.
That's true. I think that's what people can relate to, dude, is just the fact that we're ourselves and being real. And then they get to meet, then they'll meet us at an appearance. They're like, oh, you guys are just like the podcast.
Right.
I don't know if I'm disappointed or I'm excited.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, people often say that you especially are different in real life than you are on the show. I am.
Yeah.
I'm fairly similar.
Fairly similar. Yeah.
You know, so whether the curtain is revealed, the curtain is open to the real Steve Burton on the podcast, or whether your first introduction to the real Steve Burton is on the road, I think it's fun to see you in both ways.
Yeah, I just think this is a great forum to show a different side of us, a different side of our guests. You know, just to be real, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what's important. There's so much just on social media. Everything's about looking good and always, you know, everything's great for everybody all the time, which we know is not true.
Yeah, right.
And we just get to be real here, which I truly appreciate. So.
Yeah. Thank you guys for reviewing those. And we encourage you, if you have the time and the inclination, to leave a review for That's Awesome wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, leave a review. That'd be cool.
That'd be wicked awesome. And maybe we'll...
Well, if it's 1 star, don't leave it.
Don't leave that.
If it's 5 star, definitely leave it.
And maybe we'll read it on the show.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
So, hey, man, you just came back from... Memphis, Tennessee?
Graceland, buddy!
I mean, you have a love for the state of Tennessee.
I do.
But I wasn't sure how much of Memphis you've experienced.
Well, you know, first of all, we just got back from our Florida run,
yes.
Right? And then I had 3 days, 4 days of work.
Right.
And then...
Hopped on a plane
to go back to Graceland, which was cool. So this is the first event they've ever held there.
Cherie must have been just so excited.
She got the paycheck, so she's fine. so it's the first event Graceland did in conjunction with ABC. Overall, it was an amazing
Yeah.
Amazing event.
I was so elated to hear that, because I mean, that's a new relationship, correct?
Yeah, yeah. First, I was just confused, man, because I'm a huge Elvis fan, first and foremost. And I had gone to Graceland 20 years ago.
Okay.
On my way, we were doing The Last Castle. We finished that. Sheree and I got in the car with her freaking cat. So I took my cat to Graceland. Dude, this cat was in a carrier. This is the demise of my manhood.
Did you leave it in the car, or did you try to sneak it
in
the house?
No, we took it to the office at Graceland. They were kind enough to put it
in. There's a pet check?
Well, I don't think there was supposed to be, but we're like,
check your bags, check your cat.
Hey, we have a cat. Is there any way we could just put this cat?
Yeah, you probably can't bring bags into Graceland because they're going to think you're going to steal stuff or something, right?
Well, plus this hotel, what I was getting at was this hotel is a year and a half old.
Oh, this hotel
resort.
That you guys were just at?
Yeah, the resort hotel. So when we were there, there was an old motel.
Sure.
But there was no place to actually stay on property.
Ah.
So we kind of drove through. We're like, all right, let's go see Graceland.
Right.
Let's do it. But we have a cat.
Right.
And I hate that cat.
And that cat's not still alive yet, right?
It's alive, but it's with somebody else.
It is a 20-plus-year-old cat that's alive somewhere else.
It's alive.
Cat's
somewhere else.
Crazy.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, the problem was, as soon as we started having kids, the cat started turning on the people.
Yeah.
On the people of the house.
Yeah.
Right? So we gave the cat to people who didn't have kids who loved this cat.
Great.
Right? And they
good for them.
I know. They built a room for this cat.
Lucky friggin' cats.
Right? What's wrong with these people? But so we get there. We check the cat. We do Graceland. It was amazing. And when they called to say, hey, let's do Graceland again, which I was super excited for. I checked out the hotel, and the hotel is amazing, dude.
Wow.
It's called the Guest House at Graceland.
That makes it seem like it would be smaller, but it's
400 to 500 rooms.
That is substantial.
It's a substantial hotel. It was completely sold out for the event this weekend.
The hotel was, too.
The hotel was.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And the rooms are beautiful. It's a great property. Everyone at Graceland is just really cool and sweet, you know. And I think it was a great marriage between Elvis and GH in a weird way.
Well, I would say people, you know, fans of Elvis are lifelong fans and devoted,
yeah,
and a big part of their life is, you know, I've seen some fans of Elvis that it's a big part of their life,
100%,
right? And
yes.
Fans of daytime, we tend to be a big part of their life too, and so I imagine the energies of those fan bases would be similar.
It totally is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the cool thing about the vibe at Graceland is that people are there, they work there because they love Elvis.
Well, that helps.
You know what I mean?
It would be really annoying if
somebody didn't like Elvis and worked
totally
there.
Totally, yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not the king.
Right.
No, forget it.
Like if Bjork had a house somewhere that became like Graceland, I don't know, like I like Bjork, but I'm not sure I could make my whole life about Bjork.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Love her, but...
Who? Was that from 1991?
No, she's like the Scandinavian singer, and
sure,
she's just... Sure,
but I haven't heard of
she's
her
all specific.
About 20
just
years.
A little specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when I worked at F.A.O. Schwartz, and it was, welcome to our world, welcome to our world, welcome to our world of toys. And that song grated on you, I could listen to...
yeah, totally.
I could do it. So,
oh, dude,
he was
amazing.
Right. Yeah.
So the event went... It was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and Rick Springfield concert was really cool.
Dude, the pictures of that were unbelievable.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
And
did he bring you up on stage?
No, I was side stage, which is cool. Saw him do his thing.
Well, the thing being backstage sounds cool, but in reality, would you rather be like in the front row?
100%.
Okay, right.
Yes.
It's like, oh, there's
side
Rick,
stage
there's
is cool
Rick's,
because
there's
you
Rick's
get to walk
butt
in the back and see him on the
right
side and be like that. And,
right.
But, you know, the fans get the best view.
Oh, totally.
I mean, that's where
it's
at,
right?
Well,
I mean, Rick Springfield from behind is not a terrible view.
Well, I was on the side. There was no behind Rick's view. Okay? So, but that was cool, and the panels were cool. autographs and pictures were great. And a lot of people came who just went to our shows in Florida. And
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, like people are like, oh, we were in your show in Charlotte. We were in your show in Atlanta.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Where's your Florida? When you come in to Atlanta? I said, we were just there. If I got a buck for every time I said, hey, just get on the email list at stonecoldandthejackal.com and you won't miss any more dates.
Dude, I got to send you with like some some business cards or something.
I know. Here you go.
Like, here you go.
Here you go.
With like explicit instructions. Yeah.
Overall, it was a great event. Got to tour Graceland, too, with a guide.
Oh, wow.
Which was cool. And yeah. She kind of just – she was an Elvis, you know, encyclopedia.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And it was cool to get some insight on that cat, too, man.
Man.
He just loved Memphis. That dude loved
– well, that's where he's from, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he just – you know, people thought he gets – he was such a humongous star.
That he would end up in L.A. or something.
You know, and he
did. Well, he did have a residency in Vegas at some point, right? Towards the end of his life.
It's interesting because he didn't own a lot of properties.
Oh.
He owned like one more property when he passed away in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere. But he wasn't a big guy like, hey, I'm going to jet set here and go there and with these properties. Just never did that.
Oh, interesting.
You know, so it's cool. He's an avid reader.
Yeah.
Avid reader. It's just cool to hear some things about his personal life. And he just loved his fans, man.
Yeah.
That dude, no one loved their fans more than that cat.
Yeah.
Like he would literally, she said, you know, people would be at the wall at his gate.
Right.
And he'd just roll down there on his tractor. You know,
dude,
just come down
like
and just
you and he have a lot in common.
We would have a lot in common and sign some autographs and go back. And he's just such a great.
Imagine
great
him
guy.
In the age of social media. Like, man, what it's the prolific being as big of a star as he was at that time. Like, I just imagine if he had the ability to reach people. I mean, well, that's the thing is back then, you know, if you were the star and everybody gave you the airwaves, then you were the only thing in town,
I mean,
you know.
Right. But he was so big when he came back from the war.
Yeah.
That they had a press conference in the office behind his house that we were in.
Yeah.
They had a press conference with Elvis Presley.
Right.
That's how big. I mean, no one had a press conference unless you walked on the moon.
Right.
I mean, they just, it was like, here's your press conference. You're back. What are you doing? And so on and so forth. But
kind of like when you came back to GH.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It was similar.
Similar. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big deal for a day.
Yeah. Ten second Instagram video of you in a motorcycle is good.
Yeah, that was hot.
It was super hot.
What I always say is I go, you think of guys like, well, first of all, Elvis is the king. There's just no, there's no competition.
Agreed.
Do you agree?
Yeah, man.
Agree with that? Because people say Michael Jackson, king of pop.
Well, that's a different,
which he is.
It's a different era.
Correct.
And I, you know.
It's always like comparing quarterbacks, right? It's who you played with. It's like Michael Jordan to LeBron. It's
right.
We can't ever compare them because they didn't play together.
Right.
Right. So.
Well, and they're different eras. In their era, they were on top.
But has anybody ever transcended like Elvis ever?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't. He died before I was born, so I didn't. There was nothing that I experienced in real time with him because he died in 77, right?
You're 79.
I was born in 79.
Yeah, 77. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's funny when you know all this talk of Elvis over the weekend. I put on the Elvis channel on Sirius XM.
Did you?
And you know, I don't think my girls had ever heard it, and of course they Irish danced to it.
That's amazing. Which you can.
Which I mean,
sure, why not?
There's a beat.
There's a beat, man.
They're gonna Irish dance to it.
But you brought something up. You talk about social media, but can you imagine if, like, he sounded that good through those types of microphones?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know,
he sounded so good with a bad microphone.
Yeah.
Those guys back then, it's like if they just had this mic that we're that we're talking into,
right.
Can you imagine what that guy sounded like?
Yeah, you don't need to auto-tune him.
Oh gosh, that guy was
and
the
just
best,
the deep the resonance of his voice is just there's something so velvety and but powerful and his voice is amazing.
And he played by ear. He never had any music lessons.
Really?
Yeah, just growing up in church and knowing all gospel and end up kind of leading gospel.
Right.
But he'd learn piano. He'd learn everything by ear.
Did Did you pick up any of his gyration moves? Well, because that was the big thing, right? Like,
sure.
People thought it was pornographic almost, the way he would shake his hips and gyrate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've tried to work that into my
everyday
life.
You could probably
life.
Do that
yeah.
and get away with it. I don't know if I could. What, but I did look at some of his poses, you know what I mean?
Oh, like the arm poses?
Because he does like a karate pose,
right.
You know, where he'll be on stage.
Yeah, what did that – was that just something that he did, or was that derived from some life experience?
No, he had two black belts in martial arts.
Ah, okay.
So he loved – because I always picture him in that 70s outfit he always has.
Right.
And he does kind of this
Well,
this
there's
martial
that picture of
pose.
Him in Nixon, right? And he's doing a karate pose
right.
with Nixon.
Right. So he was an avid martial artist and
Is that maybe where some of his leisure suits were they kind of influenced
like,
by a
karate gi?
Karate gi?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? They
yeah.
kind of look like a gi
well,
a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of baggy, but that was the 70s also, though.
Well, that's true.
Are those bell bottoms or are those karate pants? I'm not sure which one. Elvis, can you please answer the question?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He was just a stud, dude. Freak, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
It
so
amazing.
It might be something they do again, yeah?
I hope they do it again, man. I hope they do. It was their first time, so obviously there's going to be some learning curve.
Right.
But I think they have a marriage here, and I hate to even say it, that could be close to Super Soap Weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, do they have the space there? They don't have – I mean, it's not like they're as big as Disney World.
No.
I mean,
no,
what was – at the height of Super Soap, how many people was that?
Oh,
20,000?
Yeah, at least.
Right.
Yeah,
and how? They maybe had a couple thousand here this weekend or
– I'm not sure. It seemed like a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, I know the hotel was sold out, so I don't know what that means.
Well, and there's also people that probably drove up the day
Correct.
And stuff. So it's
and
not...
did, and just probably did the day or one day, 2 days.
Yeah.
But I think it has the potential of being something
– Something like
yearly,
that.
Yearly.
Yeah.
You know, where we go and – they come and we have a good time.
That's generally how it works.
Yeah, but it's just something that we haven't had, you know, because us when we were in Florida, people were like, "Oh, the last time I saw you was Super Soap in 2009."
Right.
I'm like, "Okay,
yeah."
So maybe we have something. I don't know. We'll see.
That would be
looking
great.
Looking forward to it. We had a great time, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm happy for everybody in that area that got
and
to
it
go.
Snowed.
Come on,
it snowed that night.
Wow. You must have been in heaven.
It was amazing. Everyone else was freezing, of course. And I'm like out there.
And you streaked.
Because I
What's that?
I didn't streak. But
Who's that tan man sprinting through the snow?
Or sprinting across the street to the gas station at midnight in the freezing snow in his leather jacket. And in the one you got me from Amazon.
Oh, it's great. It's waterproof.
Yeah, it's waterproof, but it's actually kind of warm, too.
Well, it doesn't breathe.
So. That's why, because I'm sweating to death.
Oh, yeah, man. Pleather don't breathe, bro.
No. No, it don't.
Yeah.
But we're back. We're back together.
We are.
On the show. You're working on the show.
I'm actually, this is a working day for me, yeah.
Which is great.
You know, sometimes I come down just to hang out with you, which, hey, is always worth a trip. But it's nice to be working as well. And so we are... We are working together today, and maybe next week or when it airs, I will. We can talk about one of my lines today, which is kind of indicative of Spinelli's entire experience
sure.
on the show. But I won't say it now. But we can talk about it when
but,
it comes.
Yeah, but we're working together to try to infiltrate Dawn of Day.
That's right.
Right. So
we're trying to crack
and,
that nut.
Spinelli, Jason, and Sam are working together. So. We're going to have fun, dude. We have some scenes with Kelly today, which we're looking forward to. And
yeah, we may be let me see. It is January 20 – what's the date? 22nd. And
yeah.
I think we are maybe filming some Valentine's stuff today.
Ooh.
So that Baby. Will not really affect me. Unless I'm interrupting other people, because that's usually my job. So I'm not sure what you have going on today, whether or not
you're the great interrupter, huh? That's great.
Whether you would need
Who's
any
that,
sort
what's
of
what's the chick you're married to? What's her name?
I'm not married. I've never been married to anybody. I have long term relationships. But
you
no
haven't been married
to Ellie?
Oh, it's Ellie. That's right.
Yeah, we're not married. I mean, unless we get married.
What's
off
the
screen.
What's the baby's name?
Georgie.
Georgie.
And that's not Ellie's baby though. That's Maxie's.
That's Maxie's baby.
Right. So Maxie has two babies now. to babies. So, what is her baby with? Why am I asking?
Why are you asking? Dude, that was funny. That laugh right there sounded like Curious George when you were doing that. I'm getting monkey flashbacks. PTSD for monkeys. Don't do it.
Did she name him after Nathan?
I don't know, dude. Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
It was so funny how you were just about to ask me.
Why on earth would I ask you a story point?
I don't know.
So I don't know. I am in Port Charles on Valentine's Day, away from my lady love. I'm not sure if he's going to be, you know, booking a private jet back or what.
Probably not. Or not a private
using
jet.
One of those new Elon Musk evacuated tunnels.
From L.A. to Portland?
From Port Charles to Portland. That's a big tunnel.
Oh, good gosh.
That's a big tunnel.
Would be.
Yeah. But I think Spain is going to be first in line for the evacuated tunnel.
Yeah.
God, that doesn't just – they got to find a better word for that.
That's not a good word.
No, it's not.
Especially in L.A.
It just is not.
Where there's earthquakes.
Well, yeah.
I know it's supposedly safer than being on the ground.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, my favorite thing when I was a kid was going to the bank with my mom and through the drive-thru, and they do the – and the thing in that little cylinder.
Yeah.
And then
that's cool.
Put your deposit slip, and it would come back with a lollipop magically.
Sweet.
Amazing. It's the same thing.
Essentially.
Right.
But you're –
But it's
500 feet underground.
And it's with people, not lollipops.
Right.
I mean, well, I think as
some
like
of them are suckers.
Oh!
We'll be on the road in April, by the way.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better than that.
No.
That was it.
We just had our whole show right there.
So anyway, but I'm excited about it. But speaking of April.
Yeah.
We have, I know we talked about it. I think we talked about possibilities.
We're getting close here to locking some stuff in.
We're getting some close. Is there anything?
I'm gonna check.
Is there anything that is officially locked in that we can announce?
Well, we can, sure.
Right? Would you like to?
But it's not for sale yet.
It's not for sale yet. You're right. So that would be.
It will be by the time this probably that our friends are listening to this.
That's true. Yeah.
So check this out, dude.
Check this out.
Check it out. So we were having some problems in Michigan again.
Come on.
Yes.
I thought that was
behind the scenes we were having. I didn't tell you about those, but we were because I try to put out the fires first.
Wow.
So but Michigan is in.
Hey.
Yo, Michigan. Michigan is in.
That's awesome.
So we know Sacramento's in.
Right.
We know San Francisco.
That's how you say it.
San Francisco is in, right?
Tremendous.
Because we have not been there.
Right. That's tremendous.
Which I'm super excited for.
It's a lovely city.
Now, Denver has confirmed that we are going to Denver.
Wow.
And not to that other club.
And not to the other club who dogged us.
So, bye-bye, whoever you were.
Bye-bye.
I know that's probably not nice to say, but...
Well, we haven't said the club. They don't listen to our podcast, probably, so it's going to be all right.
What is it? I can't remember the club. Do you?
I never knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, two new cities...
What?
Besides Denver and Michigan.
Kansas
City.
Amazing.
Kansas City, dude. We've never been to Kansas City.
We've never been to Kansas City. I'm going to do everything in my power to not gloat as a Patriots fan going to Kansas City.
In April.
I know it's in April, so maybe the feelings will have died down. No, they will not have.
Especially if the Patriots win.
Yes.
Well, actually, it would be better.
If you lose to the eventual champion, then you're like, at least they
won the Super
Bowl. But if they lose, then we could have done better.
If they lose by
a significant amount.
Two or three touchdowns, then you're going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to watch that
It was
game,
a
so.
Fantastic.
I know, but they got an amazing future there.
That's what I said to Brandon Barash when we were texting, and he was like, because we were texting throughout
the
game.
F you.
He gave the obligatory good game.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we were going by slapping hands, good game, he would have spit in his hand first. I think it was that was kind of the sensibility of it. Do you know what I'm saying? Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Like after a youth sports game, and you had to do good game.
Who spits in their hand?
Dude, I had some kids that did that.
That's disgusting.
I know.
That is not right.
But it's a part of my childhood that I've clearly never, you know, never forgotten. Yeah,
I know, because you're like Howard Hughes with your freaking germ fest.
I wasn't as much of a germaphobe when I was, you know, my germaphobe thing started when I was a musical theater actor to make my, you know, that's how I made my living, because I couldn't get sick.
Sure.
So that's when I became a germaphobe, because I'd be like, I have to sing tonight. I cannot get sick.
Yeah.
So that's where it started. So Kansas City.
So Kansas City, and then Columbus, Ohio.
I love that. I love
that. Isn't that unbelievable?
It's amazing.
Indy was on the map for a hot second, but now they're back off.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not our fault. Not our fault. Right?
We'll try to add it. Well, we just run out of days, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the problem.
Right.
You know, and then we're looking at May, May run, and we just ran out of days. It's just like we don't have enough time.
Right.
You know, so which is a great problem to have. So.
Yeah.
Columbus, KC, Denver, San Fran, Sacramento, Michigan, and we're waiting on confirmation from our regular place in Chicago.
Oh, right.
At Zany's.
Right. So that is a TBD. Maybe by the time this airs.
Yeah, we should hear in the next day or two. So everything's looking good, man. I'm excited about this trip.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool, man.
That's
coming up, dude.
That is awesome.
It's going to be here faster than we know.
Awesome news.
It's amazing news.
Speaking of awesome news.
Do you have awesome news?
Well, I know we talked about a story that I think you found it because
it paralleled a few things in
did it really?
In life, yes, it did. If I read this story, first of all, which I can, I might butcher names.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say that now.
Okay, that's fair.
Is that fair?
That is totally fair.
Okay.
I look forward to it. So we thought it would be fun. You know, we like to share positive stories in our lives, and you know, we thought it would be fun as kind of maybe a recurring segment on our show to send out the net and find awesome stories in the world.
Yeah, to highlight some awesome stories.
You know, whether they're...
And if you guys find some awesome stories...
Send them to us.
Send them to stonecoldandthejackal@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Because we like awesome news and we like happy news and funny news. So,
well, all that. Yeah. So what'd you find, Steve?
Oh, gosh. You're going to have to figure this name out, dude.
Okay.
Did you get it from when I forwarded it to you?
Okay, let me... Yes, I...
Okay.
Okay.
So this is about a lonely frog.
Oh, my. And this made you think of me?
No.
How dare you?
No, dude. Well, actually, it didn't make me think of you. It made me think of...
Was it the picture?
Me and you. No, it's... No, remember the mean tweet from this past trip where there was just...
Oh, Spinelli's an ugly toad. That's right. So, well, this is a frog. There's a difference between toads and frogs.
What
I
is
will
the
let
difference?
You know. I think one is more water-based and one is more land-based.
Okay.
I think toad is more of a drier land.
A drier guy?
Land.
They're definitely like wardier.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I had a few. There's some big, big ones in Tennessee, brother.
Toads or frogs?
Toads that will pop out from like behind the garbage can or something. I'm like,
really?
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Like I'm not saying they're gigantic, but it was.
Enough to make Steve Burton jump.
And enough warts to make me want to, like...
You got close enough to be like, hey, nice warts, toad.
No, but it was a big toad, dude. And I'm like, dude, that is messed up. You better get those burnt off, bro. Is there a doctor for this? Is there a toad doctor? get those. I got some Compound W in the garage. Get in here.
So what is this toad's name?
Romeo.
Come on. There's a toad named Romeo?
Yes.
And
all right, here we go.
What did Romeo have going on?
Romeo was known as the world's loneliest frog.
Aww.
This poor frog spent 10 years in isolation at an aquarium in Bolivia.
Sounds like he had a little patient six problem.
Yeah, but he doubled his time, bro. 5 years in isolation. 10 years.
And... So they kept him in isolation? Now, was he like the only one of his kind? Like why? What was...
They thought he was the only one of his kind. So he couldn't reproduce.
Poor guy.
I know, right?
His biological imperative. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
If he's... That must be a... I didn't know frogs lived 10 years. Let alone
celibate?
5 years, 2 years. I mean, I don't know the lifespan of a frog.
Well... This frog definitely is not like Sonny. He can't reproduce at will.
That's right.
So he's in isolation. Now you can help me here. This is the type of frog.
Sahuencas?
What?
Sahuencas?
God bless you. What?
Sahuencas?
Five Sahuencas water frogs found in a stream were captured.
Whoa!
With the goal of breeding and reintroducing the amphibians back into the world.
Wow. So so this guy, this poor Romeo, he was collected. I guess 10 years ago, and because they knew that the Sahuencas frogs were in trouble, so they wanted to capture him and maybe some others to try to, you know, repopulate the species and reintroduce them back into the wild.
Right.
So they did that. And then poor Romeo was the only one, and they didn't find any others?
They found one, finally.
Oh, my goodness. So the poor guy? Ah!
And what did they name her?
Well, they named him Romeo, so they named her Stephanie.
No. No. Robin. No.
Romeo and Robin. That is a nice ring.
It does. No. But that would be Juliet.
That Juliet the frog.
They found a female Sahuencas.
Sahuencas.
Is that amazing, dude?
I can't wait till someone says that's not how you say Sahuencas.
For sure.
I'm not sure how many amphibian experts are listening to our podcast. So things are turning around for Romeo and the frog in Bolivia.
Yeah, so there was actually not – I didn't really think of you. I thought of Jason because he was in isolation for 5 years and
right.
has not had
and
a chance to
– Has a chance. So
– To Sahuenca.
So maybe this Valentine's Day, both Jason and Romeo will fulfill their biological imperative.
Yes, for sure.
Do Jason and Sam want more?
Good for Romeo, though, right? Romeo the frog. Good job, Romeo. He hung in there. He was patient, man.
God, I just want to tell him. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yes,
it's been a long time. You know,
that's right.
Take some deep breaths. And
dude, did you see the
and don't be too results oriented.
Did you see the description of her? She's really energetic.
Yeah.
She swims a lot and eats a lot.
Hey.
And sometimes she tries to escape.
Oh, no.
Poor
no.
Romeo.
No, she.
Go, Romeo, go.
Well, I do feel bad for Juliet. Who knows how long, again, who knows how old she is, what her life was like.
Sure.
She might have loved her stream. They found her in a stream.
That's right.
She might have been like,
from her home. I get it.
Dude, I had this great life. I had this great relationship with Bert the frog. Like, Now they're bringing me into captivity, and they're putting me in this room with this guy. He's a little bit older. He's spent a lot of time by himself. He's a little crazy.
He's got a hoodie on, a ski mask, and cataract glasses.
This is
Romeo, patient number five.
You hear what happens to people when they're in isolation? What happens to a frog? Who knows? He might be crazy.
He had no flies to go after,
dude.
He
might be nuts. Only dead
flies.
Oh,
I wonder if they did that for him.
Well, but I mean, they couldn't have been fresh and delicious.
No.
No. So who knows? She might be walking into just a bad situation.
That's right.
Yeah. So I feel for you, Juliet.
All right, Juliet. Wishing you the best.
So, Steve, we're starting to hear from our listeners who have ordered FabFitFun boxes.
Yes, I actually got a quote here from Alexis Wade.
Oh, yeah, we saw her on Twitter. Thanks, Alexis, for ordering. What did she say, Steve?
She said she is so excited. I just got notified that my first FabFitFun box has shipped. I did a surprise one.
Ooh, Alexis.
That's awesome.
I love it. Thank you so much, Alexis. So FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion.
Did you say fitness?
I said fitness. Did I say fitness? Beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products.
Listen, I know you're the one who loves deals.
I do. I love a good deal.
Right? But I kind of love this deal that is $49.99, but when I open that box, dude,
yeah,
there's way more than that.
Oh,
in
dude.
There. It could be $200 and over. I like that kind of deal.
Dude, the quality, when you open that box, you just feel it just wash over you. And you're like, how is this only $49.99? But not only that, our listeners can use our discount code AWESOME10 awesome10, awesome the number 10, to get $10 off their first box, just like Alexis did. Go for it.
That's right. And the winter editor's box is available. That's the box that's available now, and our wives loved it.
Yeah, so. It's the in-between. It's the in-between season boxes. When the season boxes sell out, then they do their curated winter editor's box. And some of the things that you could expect in these boxes, skin care from Kate Somerville, Dr. Brandt, fashion items from Bear Paw, Free People, beauty products from Beauty Blender, Oscar Blondie. I think I said that right, maybe. Blandy. I don't want to call the man Blandy. We'll say Blondie.
Blondie.
But I got to say, the editor's box had these the black hydrogel eye masks with hyaluronic acid. There's like little things that you just lay under your eyes. And for a guy like me that's got satchels under his eyes, it really helped out.
So stupid.
So anyway, if you want to treat yourself great or treat a friend fantastically, get him a FabFitFun box. And don't forget.
Get it.
Don't forget to use our code AWESOME10, AWESOME10, at FabFitFun.com. Casper Mattresses, one of my favorite things in the world.
I know. You always talk about this mattress.
Dude, it changed my life. Changed my frigging life.
I know. You've been talking about it since we started podcasting. You're like, oh, Casper.
Awesome. So they have a full array of sleeping products. Casper products, they're cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies, especially this body.
Oh, yeah, baby. Watch out for that. And, which I know you love this,
yeah.
Affordable prices, because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to Bradford.
Yeah, there's no going into a mattress store. There's no, like, there's no salesman trying to, like,
I've been in those.
To massage you. And the great, although I do like massages. But the great thing about Casper is that there are hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. It's a 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial.
That's crazy.
I mean, come on.
That's, if you can't figure it out in 100 nights,
you're doing something wrong.
So how do they deliver it, though?
It's crazy. They deliver it right to your door in this.
Like just drop it off?
Yeah. And, oh my gosh. And it comes in this box. And we just got it. We just got a king size for the new house. And it comes in this box. It makes no sense. It's true. Like, how do they do that? Like, it's a crazy process. I don't know. But opening it comes out of the box, and then it, like, unfurls itself. And
nice.
Then you take it out of the bag, and it's so pleasing.
I got to get me one of these things.
Dude, we've got the first one we got was years ago. We got a queen size for our old house. And then once the girls got out of their cribs, we got them twin sizes. So we ended up getting two twin sizes. Then we gave our queen size to someone else. We just bought our king. We are Casper. We are dedicated. We are dedicated.
You are. Well, the good thing is, as our listeners can get $50 off, I'm actually going to use this because I want a Casper mattress now.
It's the best,
after
dude.
You've been telling me. So you get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/ that's awesome.
That's right.
And using that's awesome
one
at
word.
Checkout.
Yep.
One word altogether. That's awesome. This offer is only applicable to select mattress purchases, and terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, $50 off towards mattresses at casper.com/ that's awesome, and using that's awesome at checkout. So
do it.
It's the best. You won't regret it, Steve.
Well, that break worked out, because
it sure did.
We had to go up and shoot our scenes.
Right as we finished talking about our dear romantic frog.
Romeo the frog.
We had to go upstairs to film on this romantic Port Charles Valentine's Day.
Yes, we did, sir.
And
it's going to get
hot in here.
It's like Nelly says.
Let's get hot in here.
That's right.
And so, Spinelli disrobed fully.
Oh, no.
And walked into Jason and Sam's.
And the whole crew
walked
left.
Into Jason and Sam's bedroom and said, am I interrupting?
Am I interrupting? Wait, is this your bedroom? Am I interrupting?
I mean, gosh.
I have some information about Hank Archer. Shiloh.
I know what will make everyone excited to make a love. Make it the love.
make it the love. What's funny, dude, is I'm not in my apartment much.
No.
On the show.
Right.
Right. And I was, I went to Restoration Hardware Outlet yesterday with my wife.
Did you for real?
Yeah, yeah, I did for real.
Like, God, I feel so at home here.
And totally. And, you know, dude, first of all, the wives and nesting, you're going through this now.
What, you in the new home, yeah.
Yeah, in the new home. But in just making it, wanting to make it a home.
Sure.
Right. Like, if we're going to be here, I'm going to make it a home, which is cool. And I love that. Absolutely. She wants to do that. So we were looking for this particular piece of furniture.
Okay. That was at Restoration Hardware proper, and you were trying to see if it was in the outlet?
No.
Okay.
So we were looking for...
I'll let you talk.
Yeah. Don't try to guess my furniture, bitch.
Well, I mean, that's what we did when we were moving into our new home. We identified the things from Restoration Hardware that we liked, and then we would call the outlet and say, hey, do you have this?
Yeah, no.
No.
So
okay.
We were looking for a specific piece of furniture for a specific area.
Okay.
Okay.
What area? Tell me about your area.
Area 51. It's a restricted area for you, buddy. We're so dumb. It always goes back to your freaking pee-pee poo-poo jokes you tell. You're so stupid.
You're laughing like a little girl. I want to know what area you're looking to fill.
We're looking. Well, you've been in the house, but it's right across from the dining, the farm table.
Sure.
There's just a wall. Like a little hutch.
Yeah.
That's about 6 feet long. We want to put a buffet table in there and a mirror or something.
Nice.
Right? Just for a little more
storage. That just gives me and the listeners a little more context to the story.
Perfect. So, you know, my wife's been looking for this piece. So she sees it and calls Restoration Hardware Outlet, says, oh, this is what I'm looking for. Hold. Put it on hold.
All right.
Right? So she goes, okay, I got this thing. We're going to go look at it. You know, it's my day off. Yeah, well, Martin Luther King Day, had the day off. So I'm like, okay, let's get this freaking thing.
Right.
So you can store whatever you want in it.
Sure.
Because I need more storage.
Right.
Store whatever you want just to make sure it's not cluttered in your brain and in the house so
correct.
You can function.
They
correct.
They are correlated.
Correct. So we go and I see this piece of furniture and I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I've learned.
Right.
After 20 years, I said, I'm just going to say, okay, there it is. Go check it out. The lady comes over, says, oh, this is what you have on hold. There's a ding here, you know, because it's 40% off.
Sure. So why is it 40%
off? So there's a ding here.
Ding.
And I'm looking at this thing and I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to say that this is too big.
Oh, no.
And it's too.
Did you bring your measuring tape?
Too square. And I have a feeling that if I'm walking down the stairs and I turn the corner, I'm going to hit it in the middle of the night because it's going to stick out like 6 or 7 inches from the wall. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to shut up.
Okay.
I'm going to let her make the decision.
Okay.
So, of course, we're in there and then she starts looking around.
Oh, no.
Oh, bar stools.
Oh, no.
Oh, new dining room table or chairs.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh.
Because you have bar stools.
I do, but we bought the cheapest ones we could ever buy, so we did need some new ones.
Oh, okay, sure.
So, you know, it's always hit or miss at the outlets, right?
Yeah.
So we went. She saw some bar stools, and
you got to make sure you get the bar level and not the counter level.
Well,
stools.
We need counter level.
So that was the thing. Yeah, you got to make sure.
So
because you say bar stools and they'll be too tall. Yeah.
It was amazing because some guy goes in there. He comes up to me. He goes, "Hey, you need help with anything?" I said, "No." He goes, "I just want to tell you one thing." I said, "Sure." He goes, "I'm ready for an out of this world reboot." I'm like, "Yes."
That's
I said, "Please,
amazing.
That would be amazing to have that." But we didn't end up getting that piece of furniture.
Dude,
is amazing, by the way.
You did not get it. Okay.
It was great.
Right.
But we got some bar stools and a couple new dining room.
Got some good stuff.
Table chairs. Going back, so I'm in Restoration Hardware, right?
Okay.
And I see things that are kind of similar to what's in Jason's apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this is cool because it's a huge outlet. And I'm like, dude, if you're single and you're a guy, this is a cool piece of furniture.
Have you ever been to Brandon Barash's apartment?
Correct. But hold on. This is where this is going to lead to. This is cool. This would be great. But if I get married, this is all gone.
Yes.
100%.
That's
you will
right.
not. Brandon Barash gets married. None of that will make it to the house.
He loses his spaceship chair.
100%.
That aluminum, it's an aluminum chair that looks almost like a, a pilot's chair in
it's
a
cool.
futuristic.
I've sat in that thing at nights. Well, it's been amazing.
Yeah, or like the something from the Rocketeer's age.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know?
It was cool.
Because it has got that aluminum siding that an old airplane would have with the leather inside. Yeah, so it's cool stuff. You're absolutely right. And it's not cheap. So if you want it, you're gonna fall in love with it and want to take it to your next place. But there is no softness to it.
Mm-mm.
It's nice to have...
I'm not worried about softness. Why are you worried about softness?
No, but I'm saying there is... if it's so rigid and so industrial...
It is.
That chances are, depending on her sensibility, you know, if you're marrying a woman, she's going to be like... That's a little too heavy for
yeah. That's we're not living in a warehouse.
We're not living in a warehouse. Yeah.
So as you know, because we were doing a scene and some weird metal was sticking out and I almost tripped over it.
Dude, yeah.
During the scene, it was amazing.
Usually you're pretty nimble, coordinated.
I was not nimble on that one.
And you were walking towards me and you just got tripped. Well, because it's just funny when Jason on camera looks like he's a clumsy idiot. That's fun for me.
That's fun for you.
Yeah.
What's even funnier is that we start taping the scene and you start speaking and we hear a yawn.
Dude, it was so funny. It was a line similar to, you know, yay, Jason, Sam, something like that.
And we hear and I'm like, Bradford Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Put him right to sleep.
It felt much more like a reaction to what I was to the storyline I was talking about. So maybe they're finding you and Kelly boring and not my talking about it.
I probably would say no.
Well, I'm sure there are some people out there that are like Jay Sam.
Well,
and we'll be sure reading some mean tweets from them later.
I'm sure there's one.
No, going back to the Out of This World reboot, if for whatever reason there was one,
I think there should be.
And you,
yes,
were able to stop time by doing this gesture. That would be your dream, dude. No. Put more of your pecs into it, dude. You would just be flexing all the time.
So I'd be doing
and then you would have to say, "I'm going to stop time." Oh yeah,
woo! So I think we just combined Arnold flexing,
Hulk Hogan, and
Randy Macho Man Savage, Ric Flair,
and
all
Ric
in
Flair.
One.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
woo! Such dumb idiots.
That's
amazing.
Damn. I know we talked about it, but I just can't wait. I just can't wait. So our tweet of the week this week,
yes,
is
do we have a good tweet of the week?
Well, it's an in-house tweet, is what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's an in-house tweet. General Hospital, the official General Hospital account, tweeted something along the line of, has there ever been a more dynamic duo? Man Crush Monday, Stone Cold and Jagger, or something like that.
Okay.
And it was a picture of you and me from the
right.
new publicity shot.
Yeah, right? I retweeted that.
And I immediately, when I saw it, I screen grabbed it and sent it to you and said, let the mean tweets commence.
I know.
Because I knew... It was going to be fertile ground.
I'm like, retweet that, man. Retweet it out. We need some new mean tweets for the road.
Well, and what I love is that I think a lot of people assume that Frank mans the official General Hospital account.
He does not.
No. So when General Hospital...
They have a department for that.
Yeah. When the General Hospital account tweets something out, it is from the social media department. It is not from the bosses, as it were. So it is not necessarily it is never a point of view. It is more just like, hey, they're a publicity department is what they are, right? So they are attempting to publicize. They are not judging anything.
Right.
So anyway, and
well, we are quite the dynamic duo though.
I mean, most of the responses were Batman and Robin, yay! I'm Batman.
No,
Robin.
We don't. No. We know who Robin is.
I'm Nightwing or something. I don't know.
Nighthawk.
So I grabbed a bunch of responses.
Oh, let me just hear these.
To
I cannot wait.
The General Hospital Twitter account.
Yes.
And also it was mirrored on their Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
So I captured a few of those too. I'm going to just go through a few of them. Some of them are very simple and just to the point. And reminder that it did pose a question. Has there ever been a more dynamic
duo?
So
they were asking for an answer.
They were,
which they should never do again.
Short-sighted.
Man Crush Monday.
Yes.
Has there ever been a more dynamic duo?
If you love sixth grade humor and maturity.
Really?
Personally, Spin lost me when he started pimping Jason to Sam. Yeah, well.
There's my sixth grade humor.
I love... Charlotte is more masculine than Spinelli.
What?
So
who's Charlotte?
Charlotte is, I think, a little girl in the show.
I don't know who Charlotte is.
But that also brings me to like,
seriously. Hold on, I'm gonna go ahead.
Masculinity is a thing of the past.
Are you giving it up for Lent?
No, like the masculinity in 2019 doesn't have to be, I don't talk about my feelings, doesn't have to be.
Charlotte, General Hospital.
It can be.
Charlotte Cassadine? Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
I love that.
She's cute, though. She's a cute little girl.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, but so I'm not worried about, make fun of my masculinity all you want. Spinelli is in touch with his feelings. He can verbalize his emotions. He can talk to people about what he's experiencing. And I think in this day and age, that's important for everybody. So there.
Whoa.
So there.
So there.
Senior citizen Jason and his his ass-kissing freak. Freaky boy. Senior citizen Jason. I love that one. This is maybe my all-time favorite.
Oh, dude, hold on. Could you just let me talk first?
Charlotte.
Senior citizen Jason?
Yeah. Dude, I got to say.
Dude, that could be a really dark B movie.
Senior citizen Jason.
Senior citizen Jason. The vigilante.
Dude, someone.
He lost his AARP card and he's pissed off.
They, you know, General Hospital also posted new photos of us today.
Oh, today?
Split screen. They evidently the publicity photos came back and they're just like woohoo,
woo,
we got him.
Spinelli Jason.
And somebody wrote a few more new shots of Stone Cold and the Jackal to tide you over until ... I don't know if they think we got coming.
What do you mean? Because you're working today.
Oh, that's true. That's it. Yeah. Somebody wrote, amazing how all the wrinkles are gone to make a person look younger, isn't it? Touched up much?
I don't think it's actually touched up at all.
No, it is, dude.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Did you do them for us?
No.
Because I know you touch them up pretty good.
I touch up all our photos, yeah.
You airbrushed everything?
But no, they're nice photos. But I'm honored that the GH social media group is tweeting out photos of us.
I think it's amazing.
I think my favorite one. My favorite one so far.
Yes.
Is go get him, Ryan.
Ouch. Ouchie. Ouch. This is funny, dude. This is the shot. Ooh, they did take some
of the wrinkles out.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see.
You're still wearing a hoodie, though.
I know. That
makes you look young.
And look at you. You look like you're valeting cars.
I know I am. That's my next job. Proud of it.
Look at that. Sir, can I take your car?
No. Well, everyone, I remember that vest that I'm wearing in it, that blue vest. We can show it to the people at home.
Oh, shoot. There you go.
Yeah. This blue vest. The couple times that I wore it on air.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. People said, hey, that vest is so weird. It kind of looks like a Walmart vest. But the funny thing is, the vest itself is this really.
That is funny. I should have freaking thought of that. I can't believe I didn't.
Hello and welcome to Walmart.
Hello.
I'm Damian.
My name's Spinelli and welcome to Walmart.
Welcome to Walmart. Spinelli would be an awesome Walmart greeter.
The toothbrush aisle.
Don't you think Spinelli would be an awesome Walmart greeter? He would be the best. He'd be so happy to see everybody.
Oh, gosh, I'm having an inside joke with myself.
He would either be a Walmart greeter who would work in the electronics department.
Yeah.
He'd be slamming at both.
You'd be awesome.
But the vest itself is a really like super high quality vest.
Yes, it looks very expensive.
And when you get close to it, you see all this intricate detail.
Yeah.
Intricate detail.
Yeah.
And but then from far away, it just looks like a blue
Walmart.
Vest. Yeah.
Walmart vest.
But it's got like a little pocket square on there. It's a beautiful vest. But on camera, the camera doesn't capture the details.
Yeah. No.
It just captures that overwhelming blue.
I like it.
Yeah. So, so people love my vest. It's just that they haven't bought wardrobe for me in a long time. And so that blue vest is just kicking around, and it's like kind of the thing they go to. Has there been, many more dynamic.
Oh, there has been.
There has been.
What's the list?
Well, she didn't give a list.
You can't say.
Has there ever been a more dynamic duo? Yes, many more. A lot of those.
Many more, but we don't have any facts to back that up. So
yeah. So and then of course there is the still a better love story than Twilight.
Well, you're as pale as Twilight.
Try him.
You are half vampire.
I am half.
Wouldn't
vampire.
That be cool if we found out Spinelli was half vampire and that's why he's so pale?
Port Charles makes a return.
There you go.
Right.
Be a great time.
This whole time I've been like. Making vampires.
That's actually a great idea. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Don't steal her, indeed.
Oh, that's awesome. That's right.
That is an awesome idea, though.
That is a great idea.
Well done. It would be a nice throwback, but then you'd have to, like, stab me in the heart with a stake. That would suck.
That would suck.
Right?
I wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't you, though?
Yeah, I'd do it in 1 second.
That's what I'm saying. because Sam, your Sam Kelly was...
Sam, your Kelly?
Your Sam.
Your Kelly. Sam Kelly.
Parenthetical Kelly was on that show.
Yes, she was.
But she was not Sam McCall.
No.
No, she was a vampress.
But I'll tell you that, honestly, that show was ahead of its time, dude.
Oh, gosh, right. Vampires
I mean,
and
it
werewolves?
Was ahead of its time.
I know, man. They should have just held on. It would have been like the toast of the town.
We should do it. We should do a version of me and you chasing.
Dude, I'll be a vampire. You'll be a werewolf.
We could do like Supernatural. We could go chase supernatural things.
Right, but then it would be cool if we had.
If you got bit by a
tendencies.
Werewolf?
Tendencies. Well, because, I mean, okay, between us, who's going to be the vampire, who's going to be the werewolf? You're going to be the werewolf.
Why am I going to be a werewolf?
You want to be a vampire?
I don't know if I'm pale enough. But yeah, we have makeup for that. I don't know. I don't want to be a werewolf.
Why
dude.
Not, dude?
I don't know. That's not a cool thing to be.
What are you talking about?
Why
it's
are you
a great
giving me
be?
The werewolf? What does the werewolf do? He just freaking grows hair.
Well, you look kind of Wolverine-y. I don't
well,
know.
Well, no, that's different now.
Well,
Wolverine
yeah.
is different than werewolf.
Well,
because you say werewolf, and instantly I think Teen Wolf, and I'm playing
great.
Basketball in shorts with hairy legs. And that's not what I'm going to do.
No.
If I'm...
Well, if it was like Twilight werewolves, those guys were cool.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
So were they cool?
They were. It was
there's nothing cooler than a vampire, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might let you be the vampire just so you can experience coolness.
Well, because... I mean, I would say the characters that you'd like to play on TV tend to be more of the strong silent types, and that I guess is more vampirical than werewolves tend to be more like kind of rage monsters. And
I can get there.
You can get there.
Well, you can too. That's what people
it's
don't
true.
Know.
It's true. If they don't
a werewolf
have my right wine in stock.
What do you mean you don't have Manischewitz?
Making me angry. You wouldn't like it when I'm angry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's a good
That was a good one, dude. I'm sure we'll harvest more for our road trip in April.
Dude, I feel like the General Hospital social media department is making our lives easy by posting things.
Oh, dude, we're going to have so much material. It's
where
be
people that hate us will have a great place to respond.
So,
welcome, haters.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, listen, so some of these cities we haven't been to, right? I know we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, we got some more clarification.
But we just got confirmation that Chicago is in.
Awesome.
And we're going to do a private dinner in St. Louis.
Take me to St. Louis. Meet me in St. Louis.
Sacramento, we'll have a new show. San Francisco hasn't seen us.
Right.
Columbus hasn't seen us. Michigan hasn't seen us.
Denver hasn't seen us.
Denver hasn't seen us. Kansas City.
Kansas City hasn't seen us.
Did you say kitty?
Kitty? Kansas City.
You say kitty hasn't
if you say
seen
Kansas City.
Us. Kitty. I love kitties. And then St. Louis, obviously. So we're going to have a ball, man.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be cool. So
yeah.
Anyway.
We have a question now.
Oh, yeah.
From... from Lindsey Garrett. And
question time.
It's Valentine's Day. Last week we talked about your wedding anniversary. So this one kind of is in line.
Yeah.
So Lindsey says, oh my gosh, she sent this like an hour ago. Lindsey, you're getting a prompt response.
Wow.
So I know we've all been joking about poor Jason's ticking clock lately. And I was thinking about this while watching today. Have you noticed that Jason is one of the only male lead soap characters that has relatively stayed loyal to his female counterparts? He's been back and forth between Liz and Sam, and I've made light of that. But you tend to Jason.
Jason, yes, and Steve.
Sure. We're talking about Jason here, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
Right. Jason's a pretty loyal guy in that respect, right? Has he ever strayed?
Well, I know we're going to get the answer from listeners.
Yeah.
But it's really been Carly, Elizabeth, and Sam.
Right.
And Keisha.
Right.
That
so
was Jason Quartermain.
Right.
So Carly first.
Was it Carly?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a one night.
Hold on. I sing a song about this. Let me go through it in my head.
Hold on.
Karen, Brenda, Keisha.
Karen, Brenda, Keisha, before Jason.
Robin.
Quartermain. Jason, Morgan, Robin first. That was the first love.
Right.
Robin, you're right.
Right. Who did Alicia Lee Willis play?
Oh, Courtney. Yeah.
Courtney, then
yes.
Sam.
Courtney, yeah.
Elizabeth, then Sam.
Yeah.
Sam and Sam.
Yes.
But I didn't put Carly in there. Did you ever?
Yeah, one time. Yeah. Maybe twice.
In the same night?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I can't remember, dude. One time, I know once, with Sarah Brown.
Right.
And then they try to do like it was the end of the world, so Jason and Carly are going to just get together real quick because they both think they're going to die.
And they did. And was that still Sarah Brown?
No, that was different. Different
was
Carly.
Was it Tamara or Laura?
I think it was Tamara.
You don't want to get in trouble. I get it.
I can't. No, I just don't.
I just don't remember. Okay. Yeah.
That's senior citizen Jason. But yeah, he's a very loyal character, and I think that's one of the things that's unique about him in daytime is he is very loyal. But then you're on a soap also. So
well,
like
and the thing is,
tell
like
story.
There. I mean, that's in the writer's hands, right? Because there is, you know, I mean, oftentimes when a relationship has been going on for a while and they're looking for some conflict.
Yeah.
The easiest way to create conflict is to bring in a third person and create some sort of triangle. And then, you know, adding a little bit of betrayal in there gives something like, I feel with a character like yours, they might be more inclined to have someone that you love betray you because it's more, it's interesting to watch how Jason
maybe
handles disappointment and heartbreak.
I don't know. Part of the I don't want to say the corner they've created that they've written themselves into, so to speak, is soaps, crazy things happen and they should, and characters should be able to roll with it and be like, my character wouldn't do that.
Right.
Well, you're on a soap for 20 years. Guess what? He's going to do everything.
Totally.
Right. So it's like they have these parameters on Jason. Like he wouldn't do this.
Right.
He wouldn't do this when they first created him. He wouldn't do this. He's very loyal. So there were things that you couldn't do because the fans wouldn't believe that he would do it.
Yeah.
They're like, Jason wouldn't do that. What's he doing? Right.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it was just interesting, but I think they've towed the line pretty well and we've stayed on track as much as we can. And there's characters like Carly and Laura, right. Who plays Carly now, she can get away with doing anything.
Yeah.
Like literally anything. And it's okay because people go, oh, that's Carly.
You're right.
Right. And that's amazing.
Yeah. It's
that she
cool.
can do that. So, and she's always been a huge proponent of, hey, write what you want. I'm going to make it work.
Well, that's kind of the fun.
Isn't it?
I mean,
even coming back now, I still look at things. I go, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out how to say this, and I'm going to figure out how to make this work, even though it might not be strictly on the line of Jason.
Right.
But you know what? Let's stretch it a little bit.
Well, the thing that you always say in like plays or movies or why are we telling this story? What makes today different than any other day? But on soaps, it's not that always, right? Like, you know, if you have a play about a character. You're like, all right, what's different? There's something special. Why are we telling this story? Why is today different than any other day, right?
Right. Right.
But soaps are every day.
I know. That's why.
So finding ways to raise the stakes is sometimes challenging because, you know, every day there's something happening and you want to raise the stakes all the time. But if you raise the stakes every day, then you can undermine yourself in a way. So sometimes it's fun to be like, oh, we're telling this story because Jason is not himself today.
Sure.
And that would be a challenge and an interesting thing. But then you're right. It doesn't match up with the rest of it because we're telling the story every day. We're seeing right. Jason on every day.
Yeah, and people know his behavior and people know right. what he would do or not do.
So you'd have to have a psychotic break or something.
Sure.
Or hit your head on another friggin' rock.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll drive with Spinelli. He'll be drunk. I'll get ejected.
Yeah.
I'll hit my head on a larger rock.
A larger rock.
And then I'll wake up from a coma with a mullet
right.
and a sweater. And then I'm back.
And then you're back. Was Jason Quartermain? Jason Quartermain was he a little more free with his responsibility and choices?
I mean, I think he was so young where yeah. they didn't really dive into,
right.
you know, AJ was more of the one who was
making bad decisions
every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who was that? Who asked that question?
That was Lindsay, I think.
Lindsay. Awesome.
Yeah. Lindsay
Good
Garrett.
Question, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
We ended up talking a lot about our lovely, lovely viewers today. Which
yes,
is,
we did.
As it should be.
I like fans, and I like fan engagement, and
yes.
we appreciate the support, and we like talking.
We like so. So thank you, everybody. Another great week. It's been a fun week for us, and nice. Always nice to work with you, Steve.
What the heck are you doing?
Well, I just mean we worked together today.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It's fun because there was a time when we were at the door, I'm like, okay, this is Jason and Spinelli again.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it.
We dropped in.
I felt it. So it was cool, man.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you. Check out StoneColdAndTheJackal.com for
our April dates. We'll have them up soon.
April dates. Yeah, yeah. We'll have them up in a couple days.
Yeah. We'll probably have them up by the time this airs.
Sure. So
if you go to our StoneColdAndTheJackal.com site, click on appearances.
You.
All that stuff will be there. If you're on our newsletter list, they will be sent to you. We try to take some of the legwork away for you, so you can just relax, watch your shows, get the info you want right
yeah.
at your doorstep.
And stay tuned to General Hospital because good things are coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like Jason.
Don't. You're so stupid. You should probably cut it off now, dummy. You're so dumb.
That's awesome.
The hit podcast based on the Emmy-nominated A&E series Cold Case Files is back with new episodes on Podcast One.
Listen to powerful stories of crimes almost forgotten by the passage of time, with interviews of the people involved as investigators shine a new light on these cases and bring those responsible to justice.
Download new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.